Regional Council directed staff as part of our budget and business planning process for 22-23 to come back to them with innovative ideas related to COVID business recovery. So the municipality recognizes that while we might be easing out of the pandemic, that businesses in particular were hurt and impacted significantly during the pandemic and are still feeling the impact. And so they wanted staff to come up with ways to how we could support those businesses, in particular in the downtown core. So the parking forgiveness program is just one measure of several that staff went back to council with as part of the balance adjustment process. So every year, council asks for over budget items and under budget items, and then they sort of shop as they go through, and they can select additional items to add to the program for the year. So one of the items that staff brought back to council, in addition to free transit on Fridays and Saturdays throughout the summer, and in addition to concert series happening at the Oasis at Parade Square, grants for local businesses, grants for artists, we also came back to council with this concept of a parking forgiveness program. It is a concept that we have borrowed from the city of Barrie, where they implemented during COVID a ticket forgiveness, where if you received a ticket and you had provided evidence that you supported a local business, like went to a restaurant, you could get your ticket waived. So we proposed a similar program here. It's going to run from June 1st until September 30th. And if you do receive a ticket while you're downtown, maybe your meter has expired, or maybe you forgot to register your parking payment, you may be eligible to register your ticket with us and receive reimbursement if you have a receipt from supporting a local business. And why this measure? So this measure, we think, is the best way to provide a cost-effective solution relative to parking. We've heard from businesses in the core that parking continues to be a concern for them and their customers, in addition to other pressures and issues. And so this was an alternative instead of offering free parking, which we know doesn't really work and doesn't generate additional businesses for, or additional business for local businesses. We came up with this measure instead.